unequality. Boys, this one has been percolating in my mind for many, many months, and I find that the topic is challenging to think about and perhaps even more challenging to write about. But I aim here to offer genuine advice, and this topic is vitally important, and so I have resolved to write this for you as honestly as I'm able. Most of what we see and read and hear about equality is nonsense. It's not nonsense because it's not true, but rather because we rarely take the time to think through what equal means, and more importantly, what the hell we are supposed to do about it. You'll hear a lot of voices clamoring for equality, and you'll hear voices pushing back on that clamor. I'm not sure when you'll read this, if ever, but I'm certain that fact of human nature will remain. And because I think you'll grow up to be decent men, you'll side with those clamoring for equality. That's good, and that's the right side of history. And if you never think another thought on the subject and you remember to err on the side of those protesting for their rights, you'll rarely be steered down an unethical path. But there are many different facets to this idea of equality, and confusing them is no good. You see, there's equality by group, and then there is personal equality. They are not the same, and they should be thought of very differently. Too often, both ideas get lumped together, and the thinking gets sloppy and unproductive. Don't do this. When a group calls out for equality, they are typically doing two things. First, they are identifying some characteristic which puts them at odds with the most powerful social structures in a society. And second, they are demanding that this characteristic not disadvantage them when compared with the social advantages of the dominant social group. This is reasonable, and this is fair, and this is almost always a fight worth joining. Then there's personal equality, and here's where I think it gets tricky. On the individual level, we know for certain that not all people have equal abilities. Some people are born with excellent eyesight, and some of us squint and tilt our heads like curious dogs when we try to read a dinner menu. Some people are born smarter, or stronger, or faster, or better looking. We are nowhere near the same. And because of this, we don't all possess the same talents and advantages, struggles, travails, and triumphs. There's 7 billion of us as I write this, and none of us are truly equal in our abilities. And we shouldn't treat each other as equally capable. And we don't. We don't expect the same from everyone. It would be foolish to expect the same from everyone. We understand this to be true in obvious ways. We wouldn't expect someone born without hearing to sing in a choir. But there are differences among us that are less obvious, more subtle, and which can poison our interactions with others if we aren't careful. Not everyone has the same capacity for emotional resilience, for example. People experience pain and misfortune differently. People have various capacities for work, for boredom, for introspection, for detailed work, for concentration, for multitasking. People have wildly different capabilities for reading and responding to social cues, for interpreting people, differing facilities for language, for natural empathy. For everything humans can do, there exists a wide continuum of abilities. We are, none of us, truly equal. And some characteristics are better. A man born lacking empathy may be a psychopath. Should we pretend that person is the same as the man who runs toward a burning car to save its occupants? Of course not. Is it better to be smarter, faster, stronger, to possess greater resilience? Probably so. At the very least, it would be pretty damn handy, and that person would be, of course, greater predisposed to success and happiness. Should we say, then, that we are all equal? In the minute examination of characteristics, no, we are not. However, we can still treat people fundamentally equally by applying a set of rules that respects what people are capable of while still acknowledging the vast variation of human ability. Firstly, everyone deserves the same opportunity to try. There is no world where I ever would have made a graceful ballet dancer. I lack nearly every ability that would have made me successful in this endeavor. I don't, therefore, deserve to be on stage at the Joffrey dancing. I do, however, deserve the opportunity to try, to audition, and to be evaluated and assuredly rejected on my merits. Do not assume that someone cannot do something until you have given them the chance to try. If they try and fail, you can make your judgments about their worthiness for that endeavor. Everyone deserves the initial application of your respect. Respect is the natural and cautious deference that we apply toward others. Everyone has, at the outset of your interactions with them, the right to be granted this deference, and there it should remain unless that respect is not reciprocated. In that event, you may, on deliberation, decide that someone has shown that they are unwilling or unable to reciprocate your respect, and in this case, you are under no obligation to continue to offer them your own. Never be the first to fail in this regard or to make assumptions that lead you toward treating someone without respect unless you are given just cause. Grant that everyone you interact with is an emotionally complex person the same as you. Allow them the same room for insecurity and misgivings as you forgive in yourself. Allow as a given that everyone's internal state is unknown to you, but remember that it is no less complex than your own. You don't have to give anyone time you don't want to offer. You don't have to like everyone, but try to remember that none of us have any of this figured out, and we are all of us making this up. Finally, and I think this is most important, learn and remember as much as is possible what others are capable of and judge them on their personal strengths and weaknesses rather than on what you think they should be able to do. It is one thing to know that we are unequal. That's a fact of our world. It is quite another to judge someone's character against a standard they can never achieve. Personally, I lack the constitution to spend hours consumed in detail-oriented work. When judging my character, should I be judged as lazy or incompetent if I'm held against a standard I cannot achieve? Of course not. Be mindful to hold others accountable only for who they are, for what they can offer, rather than holding someone accountable to an arbitrary measure or to be judged against your personal standard. Remember to do this, and your relationships will have equality despite differences in ability, constitution, and temperament.